This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and with us now is one of Australia's hottest new vocalists. Born in South Africa and emigrating to Australia as a kid, he's a Melbourne boy through and through. He came to our attention in 2012, making it the seventh round of X Factor. His debut smash hit, You, was a top five charting single and sales certified double platinum. Nathaniel, welcome to Joy.
Hey, mate. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you in. First time to Joy since you've risen to stardom, so to speak. Mm-hmm. We just found out you actually visited Joy like when we were above a hardware store in South Melbourne years ago.
Many moons ago. I came in. It was a song I released and now you're in a new building.
Yeah, well, definitely. Happening. It feels like an old building now, it's well and truly home. Amazing. I'm glad to see that still find the time to come and see us.
So of course.
X Factor brought you to the attention of many Australians, but we'd still like to get to know you a little bit better. You were born in South Africa. What's the story behind your move to Australia?
Well, when I was a little kid, my parents actually came to Australia on their honeymoon.
Okay.
And they loved the country so much, they wanted to, you know, they were planning to come here. Then my dad got offered a job opportunity down here, and he took it. And then, we made the decision to pick up and leave and migrate to Australia. So we packed up and left and have stayed here ever since. We've gone back a handful of times visiting family and stuff like that. But I personally haven't been back in about 10 years. Okay. So I'm itching to meet some new relatives and cousins and stuff that I haven't had the chance to meet yet.
Rediscover old family.
That's it. My grandma, I think she's almost 90 years old. So definitely want to go visit her.
Cool. How old were you when you actually came out?
I would have been about six.
Okay.
6 or 7 years old.
So you consider yourself well and truly an Australian.
Definitely.
And a Melbourne boy.
Yep, through and through.
Cool. Now, the other thing we need to know is it sounds like it was, given that you're at Joy prior to 2008 when we moved here, has music always been part of your life?
Yeah, it has been. You know, I grew up through church and singing choir and stuff like that. But I made this serious decision about 10 years ago after high school because I didn't know what I wanted to do when I finished high school. You know, I had my parents on my back wanting me to do some type of degree at uni and furthering my education or picking up some type of trade where I can get qualified. But I didn't want to really do either of that. So, you know, I always had music and I loved music and I made a decision to try and follow through with this type of career path that I chose on a huge level. You know, I want to get to this position I've been dreaming of the last 10 years, and I'm slowly reaching the surface. So it's been a good ride so far.
Well, it definitely has. Now, there are very few popular music artists in Australia with your vocal capability, particularly the falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
When did you first learn you had that?
You know what? A lot of people ask me that. Like, how do you do it? And you know, because I come from a teaching background, so I used to teach singing as well. And I think I've just sang a lot, but that part of my voice has just been strong, you know, from day dot all the time. And it's just grown stronger and stronger and stronger over the years. I guess technically I've just trained how to do it all the time, and you know, it's getting stronger and stronger. So
will we ever hear a Barry Gibb cover from Nathaniel?
A Barry Gibb.
Yeah. Bit of BG's.
BG's definitely. Oh yeah, he's up there definitely, isn't he? Loving the BG's.
Well, he'd be the last Australian pop artist with that type of thing going on.
Definitely.
I think so. We're speaking with Nathaniel here on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, and we're still speaking with the hottest new voice on the Australian pop scene. Nathaniel is with us now. Your debut single, You, was a top five platinum-selling massive hit. It was co-written with the hit-making DNA production duo Anthony Agisi and David Musumeci out of Sydney. Did the success of that first single take you by surprise?
We always aimed high with that first single, you know, but we didn't expect it to create such success. You know, it just positive stat after positive stat, like it just slowly started blowing up and it was spreading, you know, I was spreading around the country and now around the world and stuff because of that song. So it definitely started my career on the biggest note possible. You know, I did not imagine it would do so well. So, yeah.
Samantha Jade, who went on to win the series of X Factor that where you were featured and is also making great use of the DNA team for her hits as yes. well. Yep. She recently performed at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras party. What's the chances of Nathaniel performing at a big gay party in the future?
Oh, could be an option. Maybe in the future. We'll have to wait and see.
I think you'd be pretty popular somehow.
Maybe.
Now, let's talk about the new single. As we spoke about, you have teamed up with the DNA Boys once again, both in production and co-writing duties.
Yes.
Tell us how Your Beautiful came about.
Okay, so Your Beautiful actually wasn't going to be the second single. We had written a song prior to that, which we pretty much had our mind set on is going to be the next song and the next single we release. But I don't know, there was just something in us that prompted to write some more, which we did. And then Your Beautiful popped up and said, you know, pick me. And we did. It was just, I don't know, it was just a song that resonated with us. It just showed a bit more diversity, but still in the same realm as You. And it was just a crazy song. Like, it had a guitar, we put a guitar solo in there that we were back and forth on. Is it too old? Do people still do that? Is it too dated? And we're like, man, we're going to just keep taking risks, just like we did with the first single. And we did, and the whole track came together, and yeah, it was the next single. So, you know, the chorus actually was the verse, the melody for it, for instance, was the actual verse, and we changed around the song a bit, and then the verse melody, we took it up a couple of octaves and put it as a chorus and chopped and changed, and it all just came together nicely. So very happy with it.
I expect you would be. It's a great song. We're going to listen to that one shortly.
Fantastic.
We're playing it on high rotation here at Joy.
Great.
What are the plans for Nathaniel in the coming months?
Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to America to start writing for my album, which okay. will come out middle of this year. So I just want to make sure I come back with just incredible songs. Like, I don't want on the album, I don't want a song to be a filler.
You don't want an album track. So just
yeah, I want all of them to sort of be a single. So, you know, and I just want to have a great sounding album. I don't want people to come and say, oh, you've only got two songs that are the best, and I don't like the rest. I want everyone to say every song is awesome, and we love everything on it. So I'm aiming high. We're looking at writing with some big names and stuff, so we're still yep. working that out in America. So, you know, if the stars align, hopefully it will all work out for me.
I was going to say, two pretty strong singles to start with. Yeah. You want maybe 10 more songs before the middle of 2014. That's fairly ambitious.
Very ambitious. I'm a very ambitious type of dude, and a lot of people actually laugh at me, but there's a quote I just recently discovered, and it was, if they don't laugh at your goals, they're not big enough. So I always just go by that, and I've always dreamt big and always try and aim for the stars and stuff like that. So, you know, I just don't want to restrict myself. So yeah, I'm just going to go guns a-blazing and try and smash it and come back home with an incredible album that's just undeniable, and hopefully everyone feels the same way and they love it as much as we will. So very, very, very exciting times and looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Nathaniel, good luck with the single.
Thank
and
you so much.
Good luck with that album as well. We look forward to listening to more of it within 2014.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us here today on Joy.
Pleasure. You're welcome. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.